for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with falling temperatures tonight, clearing with a low of 30. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Village of Wayne City has closed all village-owned buildings to the public until further notice. All village employees will report to work on their regular schedules until further notice. Village Hall will remain open, but access will be limited to offices. Utility bills may be paid via the Dropbox, online through paymentservicenetwork.com, or by calling PSN at 877-885-7968. People needing to make arrangements to pay a bill, connect or disconnect services, or conduct other business inside Village Hall should call 895-2241. The next regularly scheduled board meeting on April 6th will be a closed meeting. As a precautionary measure, the village has decided to suspend all meetings and gatherings of more than 10 people in the community building or park pavilion, and the suspension will last until further notice. The community building will be closed, and the April Easter egg hunt and townwide garage sale have been canceled. The village board is also respectfully asking churches to not hold services, and it urges the community to support local restaurants and businesses as much as possible and to check on elderly neighbors. More news next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Life? It's a little crazy right now. Little Giant Grocery and Carmite is here to help get you through. From delivery and pickup to above and beyond friendly service. Phone 618-380-6489 for delivery or pickup details. And save this week on boneless pork sirloin roast, $1.59 a pound. Lux sliced peaches or apples, 15-ounce can, 59 cents. Kraft Miracle Whip, 30-ounce jar, $2.99. Macaroni and cheese, now just 39 cents a box. And Dole Garden Salad Mix, just 99 cents a bag. Little Giant Carmite, keeping our community in mind.
In other news, the Hope Center in Albion will pass out food tomorrow, beginning shortly after 8 a.m. The center says it will take precautions against the spread of COVID-19, so the procedures will be different than usual. Families will be asked to stay in their vehicles for the distribution, and the center will serve one family at a time. People's National Bank will provide drive-through services at its branch locations until further notice. Branch lobbies will be available by appointment only, and appointments may be made by calling 877-378-1909. The bank encourages customers to use its drive-through services, ATMs, and digital channels as much as possible. The Fairfield Community of Christ Church has canceled its Sunday services for the next 2 weeks. The Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church has canceled its services as well, though sermons will be streamed on Facebook. All upward basketball and cheerleading at the church has been postponed as well, and a decision will be made on April 10th to cancel or reschedule remaining games. The Grayville First Christian Church has canceled its services for the 22nd and 29th, and New Hope General Baptist Church has canceled this Sunday's services. Northside Baptist Church in Fairfield has canceled its services and activities until further notice, and it will live stream Sunday services on Facebook. Round Prairie General Baptist Church will be closed this Sunday. 10 Post Oak Missionary Baptist Church has canceled services for the next 2 Sundays, and St. Edward Catholic Church has canceled all activities until further notice. That includes daily and weekend masses, PSR classes, and Bible studies. The West Salem Public Library is closed through at least March 31st, and it says overdue fines will be waived during this time. The Wayne County Retired Teachers Association has canceled its meeting that was scheduled for April 7th. The North Wayne Board of Education met earlier this week and approved a 1.5% increase to the salaries of non-certified staff and administration. It also set non-certified pay at $11 an hour for FY21 and increased substitute teacher pay to $90 per day. The board then worked through several personnel matters, as it hired Rhiannon Bridgman as Sisney Middle School math teacher, Mackenzie Harrison as Mount Erie fourth grade teacher, and Leslie Duffield as Sisney High School cook for the FY21 school year. Board members accepted the resignations of CHS Custodian and Transportation Director Jason Reed, Guidance Counselor Rebecca Eskew, and Diabetic Aid and Guidance Counselor Secretary Rebecca Clevenger. In other action, the board approved the usage of North Wayne baseball fields for a memorial softball tournament in honor of Paul Hill, and it also approved the Little Lions volleyball program. The board also voted to seek bids for fuel, rock, and the high school roof. 28-year-old Fairfield resident Michael M. Gallegos was sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court Tuesday. He pleaded guilty to a count of aggravated fleeing or attempting to elude a peace officer in November. Gallegos was sentenced to 1 year probation and time served for the Class 4 felony, and he was also ordered to pay $907 in fines and court costs. The Fairfield Community High School Board of Education met last night. In her report, Superintendent Jill Fulkerson said the school closure is a day-to-day thing, and she's monitoring information coming from the governor's office. She said the maintenance staff has been deep cleaning the building, and she also updated the board on the $100,000 in TIF money that would be made available in both 2020 and 2021. Following executive session, several employees were rehired for the upcoming academic year, including Chris Fleener, Nathaniel Lackey, Melissa Kiefer, Brianna Hall, Josh Livesay, and Becky August. The board accepted fuel bids for the 2020-2021 school year. Wabash Valley Service Company was awarded the bid for gasoline at $1.44 per gallon and for $1.95 per gallon for diesel. The board also approved several new policies, and it learned a $50,000 state maintenance grant has been awarded to FCHS. The Regional Office of Education completed its compliance review and found no issues. Superintendent Fulkerson credited District Secretary Rhonda Coker for the great review. Fairfield Memorial Hospital is urging the public to follow the advice of national health agencies and self-isolate in the event they have upper respiratory symptoms. FMH says it is prepared to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic, but hospitals can only offer supportive care, as there is no specific and approved treatment against the virus at this time. Dr. Christopher Ballard, lead COVID-19 physician at FMH, says self-isolation is the most important key to success in the fight against the virus. Communities with the lowest number of cases and death are all actively self-isolating and limiting social gatherings. Other viral illnesses, such as the common cold and influenza, will weaken people's immunity and increase the risk for poor outcomes should they develop COVID-19. People do not need to be tested for the virus to self-isolate, and testing will be reserved for more severe symptoms that typically develop around day 7 of symptoms. The hospital stresses that self-isolation does not mean going to a grocery store, gas station, or anywhere the virus could be spread to someone else. If someone's symptoms worsen at any time during self-isolation, they should call their physician or the FMH COVID-19 hotline at 516-1062. The hospital stresses that everyone will have to play a role in keeping the impact on the area low. FMH CEO Catherine Bunting Williams wants to reassure the community that their risk of exposure to the virus will be significantly reduced if they follow the advice of medical providers and health agencies. The hospital also says the FMH auxiliary has started sewing isolation masks and gowns to prevent the hospital from running out during this time. The auxiliary has been working closely with FMH to ensure they meet the necessary standards for medical use and reach the required safety protocols. Bunting Williams says shortages of the items across the country have caused FMH to look to other areas, and the hospital cannot thank auxiliary volunteers enough for their continued service and dedication. As of this coming Monday, the City of Albion will lock the doors to its City Hall. Employees will still be in their offices to serve the public, and people may drop water bills and payment in the overnight drop box. Any excess change will be applied to the next water bill. People may also pay the bill by mail or by calling with a valid credit or debit card. City officials say they will still answer the phones, and should someone need to get into City Hall, they can ring the doorbell for someone to come and assist. Effective today, Wainwright County's Electric Cooperative has discontinued lobby hours at its Fairfield office. Lobbies at both Fairfield and Enfield will remain closed indefinitely, though employees will still be on duty each weekday during normal business hours. Customers can contact the cooperative to handle day-to-day business needs by calling 842-2196, using wainwightcoop.com, dropping payments or rebate paperwork in the drop box outside the office, sending a message on the co-op's Facebook page, and using the Smart Hub website feature or app to view usage and pay bills. Additionally, the parking lot and road to the back of the Fairfield building will be closed to visitors without prior authorization. People who have deliveries should call the office ahead of time. The Wayne County Farm Bureau has announced the recipients of its 2020 Community Impact Grants. 7 applications were received for this year's grants, totaling $13,419 in requested funds. 2020 recipients are Cisney Community Center for ceiling and lighting work, Wayne County 4-H for 4-H sheep pens, Hope Rescue and Rehabilitation for fencing, and SOS Community Group for roof repairs on the Sims Community Center. Each recipient was awarded $1,250 for their project, for a total of $5,000 in awarded grants. The Community Impact Project is intended to partner with local groups and individuals on projects that will have a long-term impact in the community. This is the program's 7th year, and a total of $35,667 in grant funds has been awarded. Jackson, Washington, and Williamson counties have been added to the growing list of counties across the state reporting at least one case of the novel coronavirus. The total count of confirmed coronavirus infections in the state sat at 422 yesterday afternoon. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the case count is going to continue to grow exponentially as the state increases its testing capacity.
As of yesterday, we were able to do more than 1,000 tests statewide, and in just a few days, we'll be increasing that to more than 2,000 tests per day. These tests are only discovering people who already have the virus. I know people are looking at other countries and even cities and jurisdictions around the United States and seeing the numbers rise significantly everywhere. But as we take action, we're initiating a process that is intended to bend the curve.
Governor Pritzker also announced 3 more deaths related to the coronavirus, including 2 from the Chicagoland area. The third was a Florida resident who was being cared for in Sangamon County. Governor Pritzker continues to outline initiatives to help those affected by COVID-19. Kim Howard reports.
For starters, the state is deferring sales tax payments for small and medium-sized bars and restaurants until May. Governor Pritzker says he's also signing an executive order that expands telemedicine opportunities in Illinois.
This order will allow more providers to get reimbursed for these services and allow patients more flexibility and safety in getting the medical guidance and care that they need.
Additionally, the U.S. Small Business Administration is offering disaster assistance loans. Eligible businesses can borrow up to $2 million in low-interest loans. Visit disasterloan.sba.gov. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Hamilton County voters passed a 1-cent sales tax Tuesday night to increase pay to improve the county's ambulance and other emergency services. 73% of voters were in favor of the tax. Voters in Marion County narrowly supported the addition of a 1-cent tax in the matter's 4th time on their ballot. That measure passed 3,820 to 3,608. Money collected through the Marion County tax will reportedly be used exclusively for school facility purposes, school resource officers, and mental health professionals. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hustleton at the Hustleton Meredith Funeral Home in Cisney. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research shows that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John Hosselton or Daniel Fopay at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
I've been farming my whole life.
I don't need somebody to come out here and state the obvious.
I don't need anybody to explain my farm to me.
My local co-op works with CHS, and they know what I need when I need it.
A global network of support.
Local expertise.
And valuable market options.
We need a co-op that's here for us.
So we can own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 50. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 20,008 points, down 79. The NASDAQ is at 7,144, down 6. April crude oil is at $24.52. That is down 70 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Longtime Wayne County resident Kay Withrow died on Sunday in Denison, Texas. Kay Withrow is survived by her husband, Larry, three children, siblings Marie Warren and Wib Vaughn, both of Fairfield, six grandchildren, and 13 great-grandchildren. Services for Kay Withrow will be announced at a later date. 67-year-old McLeansboro resident Della A. Riley died on Sunday. She was a homemaker. Della Riley is survived by sisters Rose Riley, Stella Bryan, and Alberta Bryan, and half-brothers Stanley Dorney of West Salem and Dale Dorney of Parkersburg. No formal services for Della Riley will be held at this time. The Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro is assisting the family. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Friday is Fish Taco Day at Taco Tierra. The popular fish taco with Taco Tierra's special sauce is just $2.99 today and every Friday at Taco Tierra in Fairfield, Mount Carmel, and Princeton, Indiana. Add a little spice to your life at Taco Tierra. Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, cloudy skies. Temperatures will be falling throughout the day. Clearing skies tonight with a low of 30 and then mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 42. The outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, scattered showers on Sunday, a high of 45 and low of 32. Partly cloudy skies on Monday. Monday will have a high of 52 with a low of 40. Scattered showers are possible on Tuesday. Tuesday, we're expecting a high of 55 with a low of 45.